This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
Customers always come back to Guyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie.
Yeah, I bought several new Jeeps at Guyer's, and I really appreciate the Guyer's approach to building relationships.
And for 100 years now, since day one, Guyer's has offered superb collision repair.
Absolutely, and I've benefited from that. The manager of that department has over 30 years' experience. Whether it's a fender bender, a scratch or dent, or an accident, Guyer's will make your car or truck look brand new again at a fair price.
Speaking of brand new, 3/4 of the vehicle purchases at Guyer's start online at GuyersInc.com.
We have great photos, true description of the vehicles, and also lists the auto check history report right on our website.
And these internet-driven online Guyer's customers have been known to fly into Ohio, pick up the car they've selected online, and then drive it right back to wherever, right?
We had one this year flying from North Dakota, picked them up at the airport. Got them delivered, and they drove it right back.
The Guyer's reputation from northern Shelby County all the way to North Dakota.
You know, at Guyer's, it's always service with a smile.
GAIERS Inc.com.
For 76 years, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has been family-owned and operated. We take pride in serving your family by helping you create a home you truly love. Visit our spacious showroom at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Goffney has everything from sofas and sectionals to beds and mattresses to chairs and recliners. Goffney has bar stools, kitchen tables, servers and sideboards, and even kids' bunk beds. Our service and selection make us far superior to the big box giants and e-commerce megastores. The Goffney family has perfected the best destination around for furniture, mattresses, and home decor. We're so popular that customers come from Dayton, Columbus, and Fort Wayne. Shop and buy online at GOFFENAfurniture.com. Curbside pickup and delivery at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney. Our family has you covered.
Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney has a corner on the market. And for a couple of very good reasons, quality and reliability. You see, for a long time, businesses throughout the region have counted on Regal for custom nameplates, badges, signs, and various industrial engraving.
Wayne Trail has partnered with Regal Trophy and Awards for many years. They have given us a quality product, always at a reasonable price, and completed our projects in a timely fashion. They've been a great vendor to work with, and we're more than pleased with everything they do for us.
Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Many colleges and schools, including Sydney High School, have preferred Regal forever.
When I think Regal Trophy, the first thing that comes to mind is the Wurman family. They take pride in every trophy that's produced. Regal Trophy and Awards has been in their family forever. Sydney Athletics, they've been our only vendor for 30-plus years, and I know at every event that they're a part of, our student-athletes are going to leave with an award that is befitting the efforts they've put forward.
Put a big smile on everyone's face with Regal Trophy and Awards. 1269 Wapak in Sydney at RegalTrophyAwards.com. Regal for the crowning touch.
Before or after the big game, taste victory at Brookins in Fort Loramie. Juicy roasted chicken dinners plus cheesy and meaty homemade pizza take the lead at Brookins. Saturday night doubles the score. Not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops. On a fast break at lunch, hustle to Brookins for the two-piece roasted chicken meal, the deep-fried pork tenderloin sandwich, or the patty melt with caramelized onions on griddled bread. Anytime, treat yourself to the Tomahawk Burger, a regular in everyone's lineup. A favorite starter, Brookins Wings, slam dunked in hot, medium, or mild barbecue. For the main event, sink your teeth into a savory 12-ounce New York strip. Brookins' family-friendly atmosphere is tops by a long shot. 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Place your carryout now. Call the right play at 937-420-2222. Don't pass on Brookins. Hit the ground running. Order online, BRUCKENSPub.com.
I bet you didn't know that Precision Strip is number one in the industry in metal processing and technical capabilities. And it was founded in 1977 in the heart of a one-square-mile farm town in Minster, Ohio. Precision Strip has grown to over 1,300 associates who are employed at 15 locations in six states, including Ohio plants in Minster, Tipp City, Kenton, Middletown, and Perrysburg. The associates at Precision Strip are dedicated to providing the best teamwork and customer service. And on a daily basis, doing the exceptional.
We are problem solvers who challenge the status quo and drive improvement.
We are family working safely for our loved ones.
We stay true to our values, caring and respecting one another.
We embrace change as we journey through our career.
We care about our customer relationships.
We are Precision Strip. Learn more about us and career opportunities by visiting precision-strip.com.
Precision Strip, doing the exceptional.
Join the team of loyal associates. Go to precision-strip.com. Click on the Careers tab and learn about current openings and job benefits at Precision Strip in Minster, Tipp City, and many other locations in six states.
They're playing basketball.
16 seconds to go, first quarter. Long three ball. Convoy Crestview way short. Rebound Redskins up the floor to Rose. 8 seconds left. Deep right corner, Corinne Heitkamp. A bomb. Short, no good. Rebound stuck up and in! In! At the buzzer, Schultes. An amazing shot.
And you'll enjoy one amazing game after another on ScoresBroadcast.com. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
There's still life in the Yellow Jackets. Down six, 55 seconds to go. Here's Gordon on the arc. Gives it up on the play to Taborn. Back to Andre. Straightaway triple. Good! Sydney's within three. 41-38.
ScoresBroadcast.com has covered more than 1,600 exciting high school basketball games since 2006.
Here's a long three ball by Lee. He's got it! Keith Lee drained the three. Just about the time Chuck and I said, don't shoot.
That was one of those no, great shots.
Here's a drive by Kyle in the lane. It's blocked by Sydney. A run out for Gordon. A dunk. He flushed it. Yellow Jacket fans going berserk. Sydney in the lead by five.
Wow.
Oh, we'll wow you with terrific plays and three-pointers at crunch time.
Rebound pinballed, right back to Priest Ryan. Blocked on the play.
Wow.
Jacob Playman, outlet to Paul. Botkins for the lead. Jamison Meyer. Good! Botkins up one. Jamison Meyer hoisted in a 29-footer.
And ScoresBroadcast.com has called numerous state championships like this one.
Jacob Playman to the stripe. 7.4 to go. 1-1. If he makes the first, this game should be in the books. Free throw, Jacob Playman up. It is rimming around and going in. Oh, it shook the whole backboard. It rattled in the cylinder for a couple seconds. Kerplunk! It fell through. Botkins up four.
ScoresBroadcast.com is online and on the air with thrilling boys and girls high school basketball.
Top of the circle, Holscher. Oh, she's got an avenue right down the lane. Streak to the rim. Left-handed shot. Banked it home. It's a beauty. Corinne Heitkamp. Air mails one in from 25. Left wing, open player, Brandewee. Bombs away. In again. Corinne Heitkamp. Colleen Brandewee. Back-to-back trace. Here's Riley on a theft. Riley Heitkamp stole it and blistered her way down the floor 60 feet to the rack. Beautifully done by Riley Heitkamp to close out this game.
11 young ladies have scored now for Fort Walton.
Oh, my goodness. Celebration. Pandemonium. Fort Laramie girls out on the hardwood. They are hugging and rejoicing. Unfinished business is now completed. It's finished.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Oh, good afternoon to all of you here on scoresbroadcast.com. I'm Jack Kramer along with Chuck McBee. We are at Pickwiz Garbrey Gym. It is sectional basketball time. Fort Loramie boys take on the Miami Valley School. Fort Loramie under first-year head coach Mitch Westerheide, 6-16 on the year, closed out 4-8 in the Shelby County Athletic League. The opposition, the Miami Valley School, 8-2 in the Metro Buckeye, 14-5 overall. This club finished second to Legacy Christian in the Metro Buckeye. As I mentioned, an 8-2 league record, 14-5 on the season for the Miami Valley School, which features a 6'7" senior in the starting lineup, a 6'5" senior in the starting lineup, and a 6'4" junior who comes off the bench. So the Fort Loramie boys will battle some height on the inside from the Miami Valley School in this game here this afternoon, which will tip at about 4 o'clock, about a 4 p.m. start. Second game of our doubleheader that we're broadcasting here today will feature Jackson Center and Twin Valley South. That will commence at about 5:30. I'm Jack Kramer along with Chuck McBee. Max Maurer leads the way for Fort Loramie, a little over 10 points per game on the year. 3 rebounds, 3 assists. Alex Berger follows, 7 points per game, 4 rebounds, almost 2 assists per contest. Tentative starting lineup for Fort Loramie will include, in addition to Berger and Maurer, Eli Heitkamp, a freshman, Aiden Burning, who is a freshman, and Spencer Knopf, 6'3 junior. And you can expect that Noah Manier will play, Ty Kemper on the court at times, Carter Eilerman too, Carter Gasson, yes, and sophomore DJ Barhorst scored 6 points late in the year against Rushi. He's a 5'10", 10th grade guard. He could see action. Ian Grillo could come in, 6'1" freshman. Fort Loramie Redskins improved over the course of the year. It's a team, Chuck, which I think made its identity on defense, and I'm using the words provided to me indirectly by head coach Mitch Westerheide, but it's a club that has been very tenacious on defense as the season's progressed, and we're in quite a few games well into the fourth quarter. Didn't quite have enough offense to finish, limited the opposition in field goal shooting percentage. And here today, you can expect an up-and-down game. Miami Valley School will push it. Fort Loramie's got to produce points. It may take 55 or 60 to win this contest.
Well, I mean, one thing that we've seen Loramie a few times this year, and Coach Westerheide, the kids are doing the right things. Don't have the talent to get over the hump on some of these really tough teams, but they're doing the right things. And defensively tonight, that's going to have to be their calling card. They're going to have to get some steals. They're going to have to get some easy baskets. It's going to be hard for them to get in a half-court set and drive to the basket against 6'7", 6'5", 6'4".
Yep. This is an opening rounder in the Piqua D4 Boys Sectional Tournament. This game followed up by Jackson Center, Twin Valley South, and then the nightcap at 7:30 features Covington and Legacy Christian. These are games in what is called the North 2 Sectional here at Piqua. The winner of this contest will take on Franklin Monroe on Wednesday at 6 here at Piqua. The winners of the latter two games tonight, Jackson Center versus Twin Valley South and Legacy Christian Covington, those two winners will play at 7:30 on Wednesday in the Piqua North number 2 Sectional. It's a super sectional this year. And Chuck, we've got Shelby County teams spread throughout the Piqua and Troy sites. They are all over the place.
They are, and we're trying to do the best we can to get to the proper games and take care of our sponsors and take care of the people that listen. You know, and we're just making the best decisions we can because this is hard, and next year it's going to be worse.
There will be very little, if any, pregame in advance of game 2 today. What we will do
following the closeout of this initial contest. We'll go to Van Halen. We'll loop it for about 10 minutes. Give us a chance to take a breather. We'll return then, at about 5:20 or so in advance of the start of Game 2, which will tip at 5:30. That is going to be bonus coverage. We won't be on the air nearly as long for Game 2 as we are often for our broadcast. Here today we're on 30 minutes before tip. So consider Game 2 bonus coverage, and we will insert as many of our fine sponsors as possible. Teams are shooting around down on the floor at the moment. Miami Valley School, the home club, wearing white, light blue numbers, red trim. Fort Loramie in the red and black warm-up jerseys down below us to our right. We are perched high above Garbery Gym, southwest corner, mezzanine. And we see the Fort Loramie bench far into the court to our left. We'll return with more from here at Pickwa's Garbery Gym in a few minutes. Fort Loramie boys, sectional tournament time. The opponent, the Miami Valley School, here on scoresbroadcast.com.
Every day, banks help support us as we turn life's goals into major accomplishments. These are goals like saving for college, opening a small business, purchasing a home, planning a wedding, buying a car, and more. From your first savings account to a new life after retirement, make Osgood Bank your partner through it all. Visit osgoodbank.com today to see about turning your dreams into reality. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. osgoodbank.com.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Locale Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Locale's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from Locale Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
Locale began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to Locale for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are Locale Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
We don't just build homes, we build neighborhoods. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster is the region's only full-service real estate building and development company. For over 44 years, Wygant has been your neighbor. We assist residents in West Central Ohio in buying, selling, and building homes, farms, and commercial and industrial properties. Our 70-lot Stonegate subdivision is one of Wygant's newest neighborhoods, located on the northeast side of Minster. Wygant is also offering lots in Park Place and Deer Crossing subdivisions, both in Minster and in Woodland subdivision in Botkins. Custom build your new home in one of our subdivisions or on your own building lot. There is no substitute for experience. We continue to provide quality and service to you, the customer. Reserve your lot today or to sell or build your new home. Call us at 419-628 3107. Call Wygant Real Estate and Development today.
For over 55 years, Superior Aluminum Products in Rushi has promoted area high school athletics. Now in its third generation, family-owned Superior Aluminum is experiencing continued growth. To support this progress, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum. Superior, the construction industry's leader in railing, fence, and columns. Picture your options online at superioraluminum.com.
Welcome back to Pickwa's Garbery Gym. Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee. We're about 12 minutes away from the opening tip of this game between Fort Loramie and the Miami Valley School. It's a Division IV boys opening round sectional game here at Pickwa. Fans filing in down below us. Starting lineup for Fort Loramie, Alex Berger, Max Maurer out front, both at 6'2". Berger is a senior, Maurer a junior, Eli Heitkamp a freshman, gets the starting nod. He is 5'10", Aiden Burning, 6'2", Frosch. He is also in the opening five. And the fifth starter, Spencer Knopf, 6'3" tall, and a junior. Opening five for the Miami Valley School is as follows. Jazzy Aragon, spelled A-R-O-G-U-N, pronounced Aragon, 6'7", senior pivot man, 7 points a game, 8 rebounds, senior. He's in the middle for the Miami Valley School. Thomas Cook, 5'10", junior, out front. He is at 10 points per game. Jacob Barnard, B-A-R-N-A-R-D, 6'5" senior, 16 points per contest. He's got to be slowed by Fort Laramie's defense in this game here today. Mateo Boni, 5'11" point man, senior, 11 a game. Fifth starter is Tyler Smith. He is a 5'8" senior. Head coach Kevin Williams in his third year. He's got in excess of 25 years coaching at the high school and collegiate levels. And this Miami Valley School is located north-northwest of the Dayton Mall, tucked in between Miamisburg, West Carrollton, Centerville, and Moraine, just east of I-75. Fort Laramie features an honorable mention all-SCAL performer in Max Maurer, and Chuck, he's got to have a good game. He and Berger have got to lead the way offensively and shoot it from the perimeter, probably at a 40 to 50% clip.
Absolutely. Berger and Maurer have to be the keys now, but you got to talk about the other kids. Can't turn the ball over. Can't be. I'm sure they're going to see a lot of pressure. They're going to have to understand that when you get the ball and you think you're turning the corner, there's going to be 6-7 in front of you. You got to make sure that you're turning and then looking for somebody to give the ball to. But Maurer and Berger, if they can get about 25 between the two of them, they'll be in the ball game.
Yep, there you go. Coach Westerheide told me several minutes ago our defense has become much more sound and disciplined. We've got to remain physical on that side of the ball. And you look down through the season, tell you what, Fort Laramie defensively has held down some very solid opponents. The Redskins lost these games, but limited Versailles to 48, Rushi to 43, Anna to 42, Minster to 44, Marion Local to 42, Coldwater to 49. Very good job defensively by Fort Laramie throughout the entire year. Those were all defeats, but they held very good opponents with outstanding winning records to far less than 50 points often over the course of the campaign.
Anytime you can tell me that they held Rushi to 43 points, you played some defense.
Although Rushi did score 68 the last time.
Yeah,
too close.
Yeah, I know. Rushi's just, they're a different level.
No doubt about that. And we'll see the Rushi Raiders on Tuesday night at Troy.
Looking forward to it.
We're about 8 minutes away from our opening tip. We'll return in just a few minutes. Big basketball game here tonight. Opening contest of the tournament for the Fort Laramie boys against the Miami Valley School here on scoresbroadcast.com.
I've got a job for you, or should I say a career, a rewarding career in advanced manufacturing. Today, computer-controlled machines are cutting steel like butter. You see, manufacturers are innovating the way things are made by creating new high-tech processes. The specialized skills for such processes are acquired at the region's educational and training programs, which are supported by Knox Machinery in Franklin, Ohio. To promote this endeavor, Knox Machinery is pleased to partner with scoresbroadcast.com. As your local Mazak machine tool dealer, Knox has been a full-service dealer of metal cutting CNC equipment since 1996. Mazak machine tools are made right across the river in Florence, Kentucky. They are proud to represent a product that is locally manufactured in the USA. For applications assistance, training, machine tool service, parts, or to learn more about exciting careers in manufacturing, just call 1-877-KNOX-CNC and let the in-house staff go to work for you. Knox Machinery in Franklin, the first choice of metal cutting manufacturers in southern and west central Ohio.
We tried numerous accounting firms before we ran across Reese Meyering, and we've stuck with them for the last 25 years.
Ron Elmore, the president of Southtown Painting in Miamisburg. It may employ as many as 100 people. Southtown has benefited greatly from the partnership with Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie.
What a professional company. I wouldn't know what to do without Reese Meyering and Company.
Reese Meyering, located in Fort Loramie, and Southtown Painting here in Miamisburg. With remote access through computers to Reese Meyering's accounting software, it's as if there's no distance at all.
Wow, like your next-door neighbors.
It is. Thanks to Reese Meyering and the Internet, it's always a speedy and efficient accounting process.
Reese Meyering performs tax and financial services for you or your business. This full-service firm completes controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software setup, and consulting for business startups.
Southtown Painting would recommend Reese Meyering for accounting for any company, large or small.
Phone Kevin Meyering at 937-295-3813 for Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants.
They're flexible, they're professional, easy to work with. That's Reese Meyering.
This Scores Broadcast.com high school sports presentation is brought to you by these many anchor sponsors. LaCow Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006. We would not be online today covering high school sports without the benefit of LaCow Equipment. Shelby Oaks Golf Club in Sydney. Rob and Nate Fridley are the ping custom fitting experts. Start swinging and hitting with a ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks. Wisebridge Wealth Management in Sydney. Begin your retirement, wealth, estate, and tax planning with Wisebridge. Your bridge to a secure future is Wisebridge Wealth Management. J&J Brodigam in Sydney, your most popular underground plumbing specialist. Brodigam is fast, reliable, and affordable. Don't sweat it, just jet it with Brodigam. Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on Route 25A. Barker Insurance, one of the region's most highly regarded insurance agencies. And that's for sure. Goffney Furniture and Mattress in Sydney. High quality furniture priced right. We've got you covered. G-O-F-F-E-N-A, GoffneyFurniture.com. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. The weekday breakfast bar is back at many locations. Home of the great big boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Do well, be good. Osgood Bank. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Dickman, hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution. Schnippel Construction in Botkins, building excellence. I bet you didn't know, Schnippel builds Marriotts and Holiday Inns for the hospitality industry. Knox Machinery in Franklin, serving Dayton, Cincinnati, and most of Ohio. The CNC Solution, new and used machines, parts, and service. Securecom in Minster, SECURCOM, online at securecom.com, the pros in protection. And these 16-year Fort Loramie sponsors, M&A Muffler and Tires, Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, and Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, the Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
This is Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee once again here in Piqua. Last comment from Fort Loramie head coach Mitch Westerheide about an hour ago was, Jack, our guys are understanding now what it means to compete at the varsity level for four quarters. The Redskins have done that as the season has progressed. Chuck, I hearken back to losses to Minster and Coldwater, and Fort Loramie allowed 90 points in those two games combined, and we saw Minster and Coldwater last night, two unbelievably high-powered offensive
great
units,
offensive,
and
yeah.
The Redskins' defenses did well against them. That's what Fort Loramie needs here today.
That's what they need to hang their hat on for sure tonight.
Yep. And what Fort Loramie's up against is Miami Valley Schools' Jacob Barnard, Metro Buckeye League leading scorer, 16 points a game, and the
field goal percentage leader in that league is Jazzy Aragon of the Miami Valley School at 62%. We've got the tip in a moment on scoresbroadcast.com.
There's never been a better time to experience Mutual Federal in Sydney, Piqua, and Troy. You see, we have what you need. Whether you're looking for a commercial loan for your business, applying for your first mortgage, or searching for a checking account with the modern conveniences of online and mobile banking, let Mutual Federal offer you the perfect solution with a full range of products and services that help manage your finances. Open an account or apply for a loan today at Mutual Federal. To get started, just visit MutualFederal.com. Mutual Federal, a division of First Bank Richmond, serving Sydney, Piqua, and Troy since 1922. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1857. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Need a convenient means of traveling a few blocks around town on a street-legal golf cart? How about in the campgrounds or on your own property? Brunson Welding and Golf Carts has the perfect golf cart for you. Many colors and styles, gas and battery-powered, street-legal carts and maintenance carts for your business. Reconditioned inside and out, like brand new. Or if you need parts or want your current cart serviced, let Brunson know. A few thousand people in West Central Ohio own a street-legal golf cart from Brunson Welding and Golf Carts. See the big selection of convenient carts at 13377 State Route 29 Anna in beautiful downtown McCartyville. Check out the golf carts on Facebook, too. Call 937-726-3971. Brunson Welding and Custom Golf Carts. We make it even more convenient by delivering right to your doorstep a customized street-legal golf cart from Brunson.
The Fort Loramie boys this year scored victories over Fort Recovery in overtime, beat Fairlawn in the opening meeting between the two, down Houston in OT, triumphed against Dayton Christian, topped Fairlawn by a dozen in the second meeting, and late in the campaign on February 9th, won on the road at Houston by 13 points. The Miami Valley School had a win streak of 11 late in the year before losing to Finneytown on February 14th and Dayton Christian on February 16th. Big win by the Miami Valley School during the regular season over Twin Valley South 62-52. That's Jackson Center's foe in our second broadcast here today. Looking down through Miami Valley School's schedule, played Lehman Catholic to a two-point setback on December 4th. Lehman beat the Miami Valley School down in Dayton by just two, 50-48. Miami Valley School handed Newton an 11-point loss, 57-46. So this is a good club. Miami Valley School, a slight favorite for sure in this contest against Fort Loramie here this afternoon. We ran down the starters for you a few minutes ago. We'll check them once again. Opening tip to start the game is won by Fort Loramie. Redskins have it right down below us. South end of the court. Maxwell Maurer steps inside the three-point arc. His line drive jump shot way short, no good. Rebound taken down by Miami Valley, but a travel call, and Fort Loramie gets it back. Redskins will throw in about 7 feet off the baseline, corner of the floor. Berger lobs out back to Maurer, who's between the rings. Maurer gives it up in the right corner to Berger, back to Max, to Heitkamp. Baseline left, it's burning, he's crowded, tries to drive, can't do it. Feeds it to Berger for three. Bullseye! How about that? Good start. Alex Berger left open as Fort Loramie went in and then back out. Berger was available, and he chucked home the trifecta. We played a minute, 3-0 in favor of Fort Loramie. Here's Aragon in the right corner for the Miami Valley School. He handles the basketball, looks for a teammate, drops it off down inside to Cook, and it's smacked out of bounds by Fort Loramie.
He looks like got the body of a college player, not a high school player. That's a big kid.
Who are you talking about specifically?
Talking about Aragon.
Aragon at 6'7". Here is Miami Valley School with the basketball in the left corner. It's fed on the play to Jacob Barnard. Good defense by Fort Loramie. The opponent stymied here at the moment. Shot fake from three-point land by Mateo Bonney. Then he lets one fly from out there, and it curls around the rim and comes off. Fort Loramie snares the board. 3-0 on Berger's three. Redskins lead. 6:22 to go, first period. Miami Valley School in a man defense. Redskins attack patiently. Berger comes out to catch. Finds a man open low on the right. It's Maurer. He stumbled, lost his footing. Hope he's okay. He hops up. Ball rolled away from him. Picked up on the play by Bonney. Down to Aragon. Miami Valley School's got it straight away. Redskins settle back in on defense. Fort Loramie dodged the bullet there as Miami Valley School had numbers and eventually threw the ball out of bounds into the Redskins bench.
Either Maurer got tripped or he fell, and it was either a foul or a travel. I'm not sure how it was a play on.
Thankfully, he was not hurt. 3-0, Fort Loramie leads, 5:48 to go here in the first. Heitkamp's got the ball at midcourt. He's picked up on the play by Tyler Smith, the 5'8 guard. Ball fed at the elbow on the right to Max Maurer. His jumper's on the rim, the backboard, rim again. It comes off. Rebound to Barnard for the Miami Valley School down to Smith. He got away with a palming violation. Circled his way into the lane, hooked it up on the run. No good, way short. Rebound Fort Loramie. Long heave to Heitkamp. He goes opposite for Berger. Picked off by Aragon. Outlet pass to a teammate. Here's a driving shot at the rim. It is no good. Missed on the play by Bonney, and Fort Loramie's got it. The foes from Dayton so far, Chuck, cold from the floor, not a field goal in 3 minutes.
Well, one of the things is with a 4 o'clock start, it feels like a freshman game.
Here's a baseline J by Eli Heitkamp of Fort Loramie. Overshot it. Weak side rebound. Comes down to Bonney of Miami Valley. He dribbles up high left, hands it behind him to Jacob Barnard, 6'5 senior. Now to Bonney. Defending is Heitkamp. Deep left corner, Miami Valley School's Cook runs out of room, throws it on the arc to Smith. High left, here's a three-point shooter, Thomas Cook. Bingo! He nails it to tie the game.
That was good ball movement that time, and then Loramie got a little out of position. He had a nice open look at it.
We are even up at 3. 4:14 to go here in the first quarter. Low scoring start. That's probably to Fort Loramie's liking. Oh, what a great drive. Beautiful move. Superb play. Barreling down the right side of the lane was Maxwell Maurer for Fort Loramie. He sprinted to the rim, and he kissed one in off the window, split two white shirts, and took it right to the cup. Fort Loramie leads it 5-3. Oh, what a hustle play. Heitkamp on a steal. Hit midcourt. Sends it down the floor to Maurer on a bust out. He leaked to the rim. Maurer scores another field goal. Two straight hoops for Maxwell. 7-3 Fort Loramie. Redskins with a takeaway. Defense fueled the offense, Chuck.
Yeah, and that's what we talked about them needing to be able to do.
Here's Bonney outside the foul stripe on the left for the Miami Valley School. Over to Barnard. He lets go an elbow jumper. Short, no good. Fort Loramie with the rebound. Oh, Redskins telegraph a pass. Miami Valley School with a quick 2-on-1. The other way, Barnard gets the layup.
Yeah, that was just an unfought pass that time. I had no chance of getting there.
7-5 Fort Loramie, the field goal by Miami Valley. Stops a run of two straight hoops by Maxwell Maurer. Here's Berger outside the arc, high left for Fort Loramie. Took the pass for Maurer, missed the shot. Rebound down on the play to Barnard for Miami Valley. Up ahead to Mateo Bonney. Picked up by Heitkamp on the arc, dribbles behind his back. Hands off on the weave. Now it's Barnard, deep in the right corner to Smith. 2:41 to go, first quarter. 7-5 Fort Loramie. Miami Valley School can't dent this Fort Loramie man defense. Ball flipped left corner. to Barnard, on top to Smith. Smith scoots down the lane, gets an easy shot right in front, blew it. Miami Valley School, though, gets the rebound, hits away with a travel. Here's Barnard, head of the key, stumbles to Smith in the left corner, and Fort Loramie settles back in defensively. Miami Valley School's had the ball now for a minute and can't put it in the hoop. 7-5 Fort Loramie, 2 minutes left, first quarter. Head of the key for the Rams as Barnard throws baseline left to a cutter, Bonnie. He overlays the shot up on the rim. It comes off on the weak side. It's jammed out of bounds by a white shirt. Fort Loramie gets it back.
I've been watching Spencer Knopf down there battling with the 6'7 Aragon. He's doing a great job. He's keeping him from being able to receive the ball any place close to the basket.
Boy, that's been a stalemate. Knopf and Aragon haven't mentioned either one's name simply because each one's guarding the other so well. Neither post player open yet in this contest. Oh, here's a great move by Maxwell Maurer. He's at the top of the circle, slides to the foul line, extended left, pulls up, and he stops on a dime and pours in a jump shot to make it 9-5. Six straight by Maxwell Maurer. Here's a long three. Good by Jacob Barnard. Gotta watch him. 6'6 senior, likes to play out front. Over 16 points a game. 9-8 in favor of Fort Loramie. Here's Max again driving down the right side of the lane. Pulls up, head fake, fouled in the act of shooting. Two free throws for Maurer. Fort Loramie on top of one. 1:19 to go, first period.
He took it right at Aragon that time. There's no fear in Maxwell Maurer, I promise you that.
Aragon's first personal foul, the 6'7 post player for Miami Valley School, picks up his initial personal. Maurer's free throw is short. Second one coming, 9-8 Fort Loramie. A minute plus to play here in the opening period. Good Fort Loramie crowd down below us in the lower part of the bowl on the west side. Second free throw, Maurer is in there. And it's 10-8 Fort Loramie, but two, token pressure. In backcourt, Barnard up the right side to Bonnie, ahead to Aragon, tipped by Fort Loramie, and the deflection results in a steal, taken away by the Redskins. Heitkamp zips up the floor.
Good defensive change that time by Fort Loramie.
Heitkamp to the foul stripe, on the arc to Maurer, high right to Berger. Head fake, oh, he's got an avenue to the cup, right down the lane, got it for two. Berger, great try by the Redskins, who lead it 12-8. 47 seconds to go here in the first quarter. Smith down the right side to Barnard. Heaves it cross court, low on the left to a teammate. Shot blocked. Well done by Fort Loramie. Carter Gasson off the bench got the cram. Then the Redskins heave it down the near side. Luckily for Fort Loramie, it was touched by the opponent. Head coach Mitch Westerheide says, let's take care of the ball. 12-8 Fort Loramie. 33 ticks left here in the first quarter. Deep in the right corner, Carter Gasson will throw inbounds. Only one foul here in the first 8 minutes. Ball lobbed into midcourt to Maurer, near steal. Maurer to Gasson, overplay by Smith of Miami Valley, nearly takes it away. Ball dealt to Maurer. Maurer inside the top of the circle, banked in, an 18-footer.
He'll take it.
A long two. Didn't mean to carom the shot home, but he did. 12 seconds left. Opening quarter of play. Fort Loramie with a steal at midcourt. 7 seconds on the clock. 14-8 Fort Loramie. Far left corner. Pass intended for Berger. It's wide of the mark. Looked like it was touched by Miami Valley, but it's going to be given to...
They got it right.
Yes, they did. Initially, the mechanics were Miami Valley School basketball, but it's been changed. And Maxwell Maurer will throw in the right corner with 3.3 left. He lobs out back on the play to Gasson. Fadeaway, high archer, short, no good. As the first quarter closes, a good one for Fort Loramie. Redskins 14, Miami Valley 8 on scoresbroadcast.com.
We offer you peace of mind while being very mindful about what you value most and need to protect.
Protecting your home, vehicles, business, and family. That's what we provide at Roderman Insurance.
We all live in a busy world today, and Agent Nate Barhorst of Roderman Insurance in Fort Loramie says that Roderman's very flexible approach to customer service means you can relax.
We'll do what it takes to walk you through a claim, giving you the peace of mind that our coverage plan will do the job and take care of you at the time of loss.
Some of Roderman's major growth has occurred in the ag community.
We have found our local farmers benefit from our review, so we can make sure we cover buildings, equipment, livestock, and grain, and have the proper insurance plan in place.
Roderman is committed to serving you.
We love helping people protect what is most important to them. We make sure a comprehensive coverage plan is in place at a good price.
Roderman Insurance in Fort Loramie is part of the Reese Insurance Group, which is in Sydney and Piqua too. Online at Reese, R-U-E-S-E, insurancegroup.com.
We have a passion for what we do. We believe it shows, and you will see the difference.
Our agents are available by text, email, and phone. Call our office at 937-295-2131. Roderman Insurance, 311 North Main in Fort Loramie.
Miami Valley School with possession. We start quarter number two. Fort Loramie in the lead 14-8. And Coach Williams told his club to throw the ball into my big man, Jazzy Aragon. And Miami Valley responded, but Fort Loramie knocked it loose. Redskins hurry down the floor, throw it inside to Carter Eilerman, who gets the start on the floor here in the second quarter. The 6'3 junior misses the turnaround shot, and Miami Valley's got the board. Opening half minute, period number two, 14-8, Fort Loramie. Here's Bonnie, top of the circle for Miami Valley. He's sandwiched, but two defenders, and Fort Loramie takes it away. Chuck, a number of steals by the Redskins.
That's the sixth turnover by Miami Valley, and all of them have been forced.
Here is Maurer, throws it cross court to Berger. Baseline left drive. He goes opposite near side of the floor for Gaston, and air mails that one up into the stands.
We got around Aragon, but then there was Barnard standing right there at 6'5". So
7 minutes to go till halftime. Fort Loramie 14 and Miami Valley 8. Here's Tyler Smith going baseline right. Feeds it on the arc to Barnard. Barnard to a teammate, Cook. Cook staggers into the corner, fell down, coughed up the ball. Fort Loramie steals again. Long heave up the floor to Maxwell Maurer. Stops on a dime, pivots, and goes in and out on the seven-footer. Oh, it was below the rim.
Man,
tough break. 14-8 Fort Loramie. Six and a half to go here in the second. Smith, deep right corner, on the arc to Barnard. Back to Smith, picked up by Maurer. Here's a weave. Ball fed into the corner to Sky Brown, a 5'9 senior, down inside to Aragon. Nice shot fake, goes up strong, foul, hacked on the arm, and he'll get two.
I'll tell you what, Tyler Smith, and I hope it gets called at some point, palms the ball every time he starts to make a crossover. He gets the ball on his hip to make the turn.
Yeah, he sure does. On this last possession here by Miami Valley, the 6'7 postman, Chuck, finally touched it.
Yeah, well, they stripped him the last time, and they came back down again, and this was just a missed shot that he got an offensive rebound on.
And he's a left-hander. Jazzy Aragon connects on the foul shot, puts it up and in. Last name spelled A-R-O-G-U-N, pronounced Aragon. Averaging 7 a game, better than 7 rebounds. Southpaw fires, shoots it up strong off the flange. Rebound to Fort Loramie. 14-9, Redskins still lead. 6:08 to go here in the second quarter. Only 1 point tallied in this period. And what do we have, a 5-second call at Fort Loramie?
10-second call, but he shot the free throws at 6:12. That's 8 seconds. That was an 8-second, 10-second call.
Tough break for the Redskins, who were called for a violation, not getting the ball up and over the timeline in 10 seconds, when in fact it appeared as though, according to the clock, 10 seconds never elapsed. Here's Smith straight away. Gives it up to Barnard, left corner, well outside the arc. Smith pops free, straddles the arc, high right. He hits it. He backpedaled just far enough to get credit for a trifecta. And it's 14-12. Fort Loramie's lead is 2. 5.5 left, second quarter. Maurer at the Piqua Indians logo at midcourt. Interesting assignment now. Aragon at 6'7 is on Maxwell Maurer, Chuck.
Yeah, they're trying to take his drive away.
Here's Eilerman catching in the post for Fort Loramie. On the arc to Maurer. Heaves it across the floor. Telegraph intercepted. 2-on-1 down the floor. Aragon trails the play. In and out on the 8-footer.
Miami Valley School missed a golden chance to tie it. Fort Loramie back the other direction. Maurer on a Euro step in the lane. No good. Off the backboard and rim. Rebound Miami Valley School. Stolen by Maurer. Got away with a travel. No, he didn't. The official spotted it, as I did. A walk on Fort Loramie, which is up 2. 4:54 left in the second on Scores, broadcast.com.
Hey, golfers. Our good friends at Shelby Oaks Golf Club, Rod and Nate Fridley, the golf professionals at Shelby Oaks right here in Sydney, offer you a reminder. If you want to play your best golf, you should start with a Ping custom fitting. Rod and Nate have been honored 4 times as Ping's Fitter of the Year, including being named a Ping Power Fitter of the Year in 2023. That means when it comes to custom fitting Ping clubs, Rob and Nate know their stuff. They custom fit every club in the bag, from the new G430 drivers to PLD milled putters and every club in between. Why drive to Dayton, Lima, or Cincinnati to get custom fit when you don't need to leave town to get fit for Ping golf equipment by award winners? To schedule a Ping fitting with Rob and Nate, call 937-492-2883. That's 492-2883. Or just stop by the shop at the Shelby Oaks Golf Club in Sydney and check out all the latest from Ping Golf. Start swinging and hitting with a Ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks.
Buzzer sounds. We're all set to initiate play after the timeout. We played 3 minutes here in the second period. Fort Loramie 14, Miami Valley School 12. Redskins led 14-8 after one, and Miami Valley throws it up the floor from out of bounds on the far side of the court and beats the Redskins into the paint, and Fort Loramie's got to commit a reach-in foul to save an easy 2-point basket from Jacob Barnard, 6'5" senior, over 16 points a game, 170-pounder, nice stroke at the stripe, he puts it up and through, 14-13, Fort Loramie in front by one. 5 straight totaled here by Miami Valley. Opportunity to deadlock this contest. No, it's off the heel. Rebound to Fort Loramie. Redskins have not generated a point in the second 8-minute session. And Miami Valley School settles into his own.
2-3. They took the big kid out. Now they're going to play a 2-3 zone while he rests.
Here is Gaston outside the arc on the right for Fort Loramie. Ball heave, cross court, near corner, Berger. High right, Burning. Aiden Burning to Maxwell Maurer. Redskins pitch it around against the zone. Here's Max, head of the key. Near side, Burning. Fort Loramie doing all this passing on the arc. Settling for the three ball is Burning. Way short, no good. Oh, cleaning up underneath is Berger. He got the rebound for Fort Loramie. First deuce of this period for the Redskins. Berger was alert. And he was Johnny on the spot, 16-13 Fort Loramie. Here's a long left-handed three ball from the corner. It is pumped up by Justin Allen, 6'2 senior, no good. Weak side rebound, Fort Loramie. Redskins fumble it out of bounds. 3:46 left till halftime, 16-13 Fort Loramie. Redskins visiting team on the scoreboard. Wearing the road black, red numbers outlined in white. Miami Valley white from top to bottom. Light blue numerals with some red piping. Ball entered from beneath the rim to Smith on the arc. Goes right corner to Sky Brown, who's checked in. Brown, a 5'9 senior. Smith curls across the lane. Hands foul line on the play to a teammate. It's Mateo Bonney missing the 15-footer. And the long ricochet comes to Fort Loramie. Maxwell Maurer strides over the timeline. Goes far left side to Burning. High right to Gaston. Steps inside the arc. Back to Maurer. Still a 2-3 zone now by Miami Valley. 3:11 to go. First half. Far corner Berger. Airmailed cross court to Gaston. Now Max has it 25 feet away. Looking the shot over as Carter Gaston enters the top of the key, doesn't shoot, to Burning, near corner Berger. His three-pointers in the air. Ooh, it rimmed, in and out. Rebound Miami Valley School. Smith on the giddy-up, motors to the foul line. Leaves it behind him for teammate Sky Brown. 16-13 Fort Loramie, 2:38 to go, first half. Ball revolved around the top of the circle to Bonnie. Deep right corner, Smith goes below the backboard. Top of the circle to Brown. Baseline left to a teammate. Ball heaved on the arc to Barnard. And then Barnard throws a bullet pass below the basket. No one's home.
It was tipped away. I think the other officials saw it.
The officials confer and change the call. It's not Fort Laramie's after all.
That was the correct call.
Miami Valley will put it in play to the left of the rim. 16-13 Fort Laramie. 7 points total in the second quarter of this contest. Oregon comes back in. Sky Brown goes out. Little man below 6 feet, replaced by the 6'7 post player. Top of the circle, Barnard double teamed. Gives it up on the arc to Cook. Thomas Cook's got it. Now back to Mateo Bonney. 2:12 to go, first half. It's been a defensively dominated game. Here's a foul line jump shot on the play by Cook. Off to the left. He was available. Couldn't find the range. Fort Laramie snatched the board. Maxwell Maurer, top of the circle. Left side pass to Burning. Burning hoists up a triple. No good. Rebound in the paint. Ooh, Eilerman had it down below the rim. It came out. Tie up on the board. Let's see who gets the arrow. Fort Laramie retains the basketball. Tell you what, Chuck, Carter Eilerman has had at least two now go below the rim, almost touch the net, and come out. Deep right corner, Maurer for Fort Laramie. 1:40 to go here in the first half. Near travel by Max. Did regain his footing in time. Top of the circle on the play to Gasson. He's handcuffed and fouled. It's Common. First of the period on Miami Valley. Fort Laramie's committed just two.
Yeah, Laramie is doing what they've seen them do this year. They're in a real scoring slump here in this quarter. They've only scored 2 points.
Yep, the zone has really thrown them out of kilter. Deep in the right corner, Berger throws head of the key to the three-point shooter for the Redskins, and it banks. It was Ty Kemper who unloaded the 6'3 junior in off the bench, and it circled the rim like a top three times and came out. A minute 15 to go. Miami Valley gobbled up the rebound. 3-point lead Fort Laramie. We near the 1 minute mark. Late first half. Here's Smith, head of the key. Tries to bounce pass to a teammate whom he thought was cutting toward the basket, but the young man stopped. No one there. Out of bounds Fort Laramie. Turnovers mount.
That's the ninth one for Miami Valley, and Laramie has eight.
17 in this game between the two clubs. Sloppily played second quarter. Fort Laramie still up three. Maxwell Maurer, top of the circle, gets a screen. He's at cross court to Berger. Berger tries to throw inside to Eilerman. Eilerman catches, spins from 10, and banks it in.
The other two he missed, he should have made that one. The backboard got in the way.
That was a tough shot. He juggled the catch. He wasn't sure about receiving the ball. Shot it in the same motion as he snared the pass. And he glanced one in off the backboard to give Fort Laramie a 5-point lead, 18-13. 26 seconds to go, first half. Here's Smith at the foul line. Double team, triple team. Goes cross court to Bonney. Baseline left. And he is hipped on the play by a Fort Laramie player. We've got 18 seconds to go here in the first half, 18-13. Fort Laramie up five. Common foul. Miami Valley will pitch it in play. Baseline left. It goes to Barnard on the arc. Takes right, goes left. Pulls up at the foul stripe. Doesn't shoot. Down to 11. Deep right corner at Smith. Smith slices across the lane. Got away with one walk, maybe two. 4 seconds to go. He fed it to a teammate. Got it back down inside. Heaved the shot up from 8 feet. Acrobatic play with 6/10 of a second left. It was no good, but a body block by Fort Laramie in the act of shooting bailed out Smith.
They did bail him out because he had no chance of making that shot.
Nope. In fact, Fort Laramie's defense this whole game has been excellent, and it was again right there. It was a fluke that Miami Valley School gets a free throw, but it's missed. Second one for Smith coming up with 6/10 of a second to go. First half of this game, Fort Laramie up five despite a 4-point second quarter. Second shot by Smith. Yep.
18-14, Fort Loramie inbounds, and that'll do it. Two quarters in the books here at Pickwas Garbery Gym. Fort Loramie over Miami Valley School by four at the break. 18-14 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Would you like an extraordinary dining experience right in your own home? Well, the Anna Markets at your service. The Anna Markets Chairman's Reserve Meats provide the finest Angus beef and high-quality pork cuts. The marbling and rich flavor of the prime and premium beef make a big difference in taste. So do the tenderness and versatility of prime and premium pork. And the Anna Market is the only market within a two-hour drive that serves you Chairman's Reserve. Plus, the Anna Market offers delicious homemade salads and always fresh produce. And don't forget, the strict standards of Chairman's Reserve Meats guarantee you an excellent eating experience. Dine at home. Make it first class. Shop at the Anna Market.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Mike Holdhouse and his superb technicians are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Get rid of those cold spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel just the way you want it. Call Mike at 937-295-3243 or set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerry's.com.
Ready for a new roof? Need other home improvements like windows or siding? A&E Home Services in Sydney stands by its name. A&E, affordable and experienced. At A&E, we'll work with your budget and schedule to create a beautiful, durable roof that protects your home investment for years to come. And we'll work with your insurance company, too, every step of the way. Metal and asphalt roofs, reliability starts at the top with A&E Home Services. We'll help you create, update, and renovate. Home remodeling, and so much more. Right now, we're working closely with homeowners throughout Sydney, Shelby County, and West Central Ohio. Reproof your roof with A&E, affordable and experienced. Phone 937-726-2868. That's 726-2868. We don't sell roofs, we build relationships. Your roof is our passion. A&E Home Services in Sydney. We're your home crew for your honeydew.
And we welcome you back to Pickwas Garbery Gym. First round, Division 4, boys sectional game. Fort Loramie and the Miami Valley School. Redskins lead by 4, 18-14. Our halftime brought to you by Schnipple Construction in Botkins and by J&J Brodigam in Sydney. Chuck?
Well, surprisingly, Loramie's got a 13-12 rebounding advantage, and more impressive, each team has two offensive rebounds. That did a great job on Miami Valley, not allowing them to get second and third chances. Eight turnovers for the Redskins. The Rams turned at 9. 3 of 6 from the free throw line for Miami Valley. Loramie went twice and made one. Individual scoring. They got Jacob Barnard with 6. Tyler Smith with 4. Thomas Cook with 3. And Jazzy Aragon, my favorite name of the night, he has a free throw. They scored 8 and 6, 14 for the first half. Loramie led by Maurer with 9 and Berger with 7. Like we talked, they have to be the scorers for them. They got 2 points out of Eilerman. They scored 14 and 4, and they lead it 18-14 at the half.
And the big 6'7" man, Aragon, has not been a factor yet for Miami Valley.
No, he has been a little bit defensively, but offensively not at all.
Our halftime being brought to you by Schnipple Construction in Botkins and by J&J Brodigam in Sydney. Fort Loramie leads 18-14 here at intermission on scoresbroadcast.com.
Perhaps a well-kept secret in all of West Central Ohio is Schnipple Construction in Botkins, which has been building excellence for 7 decades.
It was back in 1953 and 3 generations ago when the foundation of Schnipple Construction was started. Grandpa Gene Schnipple began the company as a local household handyman doing small home additions. He set a high standard of excellence back then, and we still follow that standard today.
And a lot of growth ever since, right?
Yeah, since those early years, we have completed over 400 commercial
commercial projects.
And today, the company is experiencing unique growth in the hospitality industry, says Keith Schnipple, the president of Schnipple Construction in Botkins.
We now specialize in the construction of nationally recognized hotels. In fact, we've built close to 60.
Schnipple Construction partners include Marriott, Hilton, Holiday Inn, and Holiday Inn Express.
Throughout parts of Ohio, Indiana, and Kentucky, Schnipple is really proud to continue to build excellence while making the owners' visions of the hospitality industry come to life.
Schnipple is always seeking qualified associates to join its family as laborers, carpenters, concrete finishers, steel erectors, project managers, and project superintendents.
We welcome applicants to forward their letter of interest or a brief resume to info@schnippleconstruction.com or stop by at 302 North Main Street in Botkins.
That's S-C-H-N-I-P-P-E-L, Schnipple Construction in Botkins, building excellence.
Leading the way is J&J Brodigham. Those who live in Sydney are aware that you must meet EPA regulations for the sanitary sewer system on your property. For many Sydney homeowners, J&J Brodigham has inspected their drain and sewer systems by using video cameras. Brodigham can simply reline all or part of your system to make it compliant with city code, often with little or no digging. You, the homeowner, can actually see the break or blockage in the sewer for yourself. For several years, Brodigham has continued to get the job done right the first time for hundreds of Sydney residents, one homeowner after another. We lead the way. Brodigham also has the best reputation throughout the region for its special jetting service, which completely clears blocked drains and clogged sinks and toilets, for example. Jetting is safe, non-invasive, and environmentally friendly. Don't sweat it, just jet it with Brodigham. Yes, Brodigham, with 35 years' experience, is the region's most popular specialist in underground plumbing. J&J Brodigham, located in Shelby County. Fast, reliable, affordable. Like them on Facebook. Phone 937-638-5059. That's 638-5059. To fix your drains or sewer system, go with the pro, J&J Brodigham.
Highly regarded with an outstanding reputation, Allen Ball Insurance in Jackson Center has been doing business for over five decades after a rather unique beginning. Allen Ball agent Greg Woolley recalled that his grandpa would visit with farmers from Shelby and Logan counties.
And he got to know them all one by one. He earned their trust and continued business by sharing with them and sitting with them at their house over a cup of coffee and a handshake.
And many cups of coffee later, Allen Ball Insurance took off.
Our dad, he actually joined with my grandpa in 1979, and they moved here into town in Jackson Center, and they grew the business.
And made connections with numerous companies like Ohio Mutual Insurance Group.
They share our values, and they have products that are specially designed to help protect clients and their families.
Allen Ball agent Ryan Woolley.
Well, today, Greg and I, we continue to serve clients throughout West Central Ohio and the entire state, for that matter. Customer service still comes first. When possible, we like to go out and meet people face-to-face and still like to do business with a handshake.
Over that warm cup of coffee, so Allen Ball can gain your trust and a complete understanding of all your insurance needs. Allen Ball Insurance, 105 East Pike in Jackson Center at AllenBallInsurance.com. That's A-L-L-E-N-B-A-U-G-H. Let Allen Ball go to work for you.
Put Burke to work. Burke Petroleum in Minster now serves all your propane needs. That's right. Put Burke to work for propane, gas, diesel, lubricants, coolants, metalworking fluids, and more. Burke Petroleum in Minster has served West Central Ohio with premium products and outstanding service for nearly half a century. And now, Burke supplies propane. It's the green energy choice. Clean and efficient. Burke Petroleum, serving the region's residential, farm, commercial, and industrial customers. 315 West 1st in Minster. Inquire and request delivery at burkepetroleum.com. That's Burke, B-U-R-K-E, petroleum.com. Phone 800-776-3097. Put Burke to work.
This is Scores, broadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system.
We are your radio on the phone for high school sports. Jack Kramer, Chuck McVie here at Pickwa's Garbery Gym. Fort Loramie in a first-round boys Division IV sectional contest leads Miami Valley 18-14. Third quarter upcoming. From storm doors to garage doors, Francis Schulze and Rushi offers the winning combo of style, durability, and efficiency using the highest quality building components. Oh, big keys for Fort Loramie in this game. Slow down the 6-7 Oregon. Fort Loramie's done just that. Get Berger and Maurer involved. That's occurred as well. They have scored 16. Key building components for Fort Loramie in this game. And so far, the Redskins have succeeded. Remember, the finest building components from Francis Schulze can provide you with storm doors and garage doors that also display that winning combo of style, durability, and efficiency. Thank you, Ken Francis, all the staff and associates at Francis Schulze in Rushi. Fort Loramie's got the ball. We kick off the third quarter of action. I think that's Carter Eilerman on the floor for the Redskins. Here's a long, deep three, left corner. It is thrown up there by Berger. Little too much oomph on it. It caromed off the flange. Rebound came down to Miami Valley. Forecourt right with the basketball is Tyler Smith. Smith gave it up to Barnard. Miami Valley School going from left to right. They are down below us right now in the half court. Fort Loramie checking tightly. Good, tenacious half-court defensive work for the Redskins. Barnard at the foul line to Smith in the far corner. Fort Loramie will let him shoot. Just don't allow him to drive. The little guard can't get a crease along the baseline. Then he throws it out back. Here's Bonnie dribbling between the legs. Let's go a long high archer. Yes, he nails it. Long bomb. Woo! What a shot. 18-17, a three by Miami Valley. Cuts Fort Loramie's lead to one. 90 seconds gone, third quarter. Here's Maurer outside the arc for Fort Loramie. Sends it to Heitkamp. Left side of the floor, it's burning. Burning jettisons up a three. It is off the heel. Long rebound, Miami Valley School. Intercepted by Berger at midcourt to Maurer. Maurer pulls up, head of the key, leans into a triple. It curls in and out, no good. Rebound, Miami Valley School, up the floor to Smith. Two-on-one break. Ball fed to Cook. Cook to the iron, blocked on the play, but a foul. Couple of free throws for Miami Valley. A chance here for Thomas Cook, 5'10 junior guard, to put the team from Dayton in front with 2 minutes gone in quarter number two.
That's what they call an anticipation foul. He thought it was going to be a foul. Blew his whistle. Clean block. We're looking right at it.
Left-handed free throw by the Miami Valley School's Thomas Cook. Little too much length on it. No good. Second one upcoming. Fort Loramie still has the lead, 18-17. Second shot by Cook. One, two, three dribbles. And that one spins around. He missed it.
You call that karma.
I tell you what, Chuck, it's like butter has greased the rims at both ends of the floor for this game. A lot of in and out pressure by Miami Valley School at midcourt. And Fort Loramie gets a timeout before a 5 second count. 5:51 to go in the third. Fort Loramie up by one. What a first half by Berger and Maurer with 16 points. They made the Wise Bridge plays of that first period. Make your next play with Wise Bridge Wealth Management in Sydney. Begin your retirement, wealth, estate, and tax planning with Wise Bridge, your bridge to a secure future using simple, visible strategies and solutions. Make your next play. Call to Wise Bridge at 937-518-1776.
All securities through Money Concepts Capital Corp. Member FINRA, SIPC. Wise Bridge Wealth Management is not affiliated with Money Concepts Capital Corp.
Sorry, I forget we're on the air when that plays. I'm so used to pushing a button and not have the mics on.
Well, here we go. After the timeout, Chuck, Fort Loramie clings to a one-point lead. Redskins inbound, burning to Max Maurer at midcourt. Down the left side, it goes to Burning. Burning drops the ball. It's loose on the floor. Picked up by Cook. Cook scampers the other direction. Layup good. And Miami Valley School leads by one. 19-18. Unforced turnover right there
led to the basket, which gives the Rams a one-point bulge. Here's Burning in the right corner for Fort Loramie. Gives it up to Knopf at the elbow on the right. To Heitkamp, who sprints down the lane. Flips left corner to Berger. And Berger bags a triple. Trifecta time for Berger of Fort Loramie.
Heitkamp got down the lane, drew the defense. Berger hit the jumper. That is the recipe they need.
Fine assist by Eli Heitkamp, 5'10 freshman. 21-19 Fort Loramie. Dribbling into the lane, Barnard. He's covered up pretty well. Half-hook turnaround. Yes! Barnard counters for Miami Valley. 21-21 tie. 4:44 to go. Third quarter of this game. Berger's got the ball straight away for Fort Loramie. Gives it to Maxwell Maurer in the right corner. Hop, skip, and a jump into the paint area. Yes! 12-foot leaner by Maurer. 23-21 Redskins. Here's Smith, nearly turning it over on a palm at the head of the key. Drives and Burning down the lane, coughed up the ball. It's loose, picked up by Fort Loramie. Redskins have it, and I tell you what.
Oh, my goodness, that's a horrible call.
A clean steal by Fort Loramie after the ball was bounced on the floor too hard by Miami Valley. It went up in the air about 10 feet. Fort Loramie snatched it. And the
Redskins. Foul was on the Miami Valley kid.
I know. And it was called in the Redskins. Miami Valley retains possession. That was a bad break for Fort Loramie. Redskins still lead by two. On the arc, dribbling, is Barnard. Barnard settles for a three, fading short. Rebound Maurer of Fort Loramie. He scoots down the floor, high left. Maurer dribbling, over guarding. Foul committed, Smith. Out front for Miami Valley.
That's what I like, is when the official out here is the one, he knew that was a bad call, so he just made it up, and now they're even.
23-21, Fort Loramie on top of two. We played half the third quarter. Redskins fell behind by one, and then Berger chucked in a triple deep in the left corner. He's got it right now down there. Passes out front to Knopf, who gives it to Maxwell Maurer, who resets the attack. 3:40 left to go, third quarter. Maxwell into the paint area. Oh, he's triple teamed. Shot deflected, stolen by Miami Valley. Long pass down the floor. Driving layup, Jacob Barnard. Yes! Tied up at 23. Mistake by Fort Loramie. Turns into a quick hoop by the opponent. Defensive foul over guarding on Miami Valley out high. 3:25 remaining here in the third period.
Well, I'm not incredibly impressed with Miami Valley, except for Barnard. Boy, that kid is pretty darn good.
Averaging better than 16 a game, leads the Metro Buckeye in scoring. Outside the arc on the left, it's Heitkamp for Fort Loramie. Game tied. 3:15 left, third quarter. Smith and Heitkamp. Heitkamp enters the lane, crowded by Smith. Foul called. It's common. 23-23. Clock stops. 3:12 to go. Third quarter. Third team foul on the Rams in this period. Maurer below the basket. Air mails the ball out high to Gaston. And Gaston splits a couple defenders down the left lane line. Oregon got a piece of him, clipped him, and very quickly four fouls on Fort Loramie's opponent.
And that's a couple on Jazzy.
Baseline left to the rim, Maxwell Maurer to trigger. Substitution, Jazzy Oregon at 6'7 out.
5'7 Tyler Smith in. That's quite the switch.
Just over three to go in the third. Fort Loramie inbounds left corner. It's Berger. Goes out high left on the play to Gaston. Gaston back to Maxwell Maurer. Under three to play, third quarter. Tied up at 23 apiece. They overplay Maurer. He goes cross-court to a teammate who shoots the long three ball. It is on the rim forever. Oh, my goodness. Gaston couldn't get it to go. It bounced around. Rebounding foul below the basket on Miami Valley. And Fort Loramie should be shooting.
That's a nice rebound by Heitkamp that time, and it was close to being a three-point play.
What a hustle play by Eli Heitkamp. As he dug that rebound off the deck below the basket, left side of the lane.
after the three-point shot before Laramie almost went in. Free throw by Heitkamp is dancing through, trickled around the iron. It fell in there. Fort Loramie sneaks back on top by one, 24-23. 2:46 to go, third quarter. Heitkamp pours in the second shot, and Fort Loramie is up 25-23. Miami Valley School had a one-point lead briefly midway in the third for about 15 seconds. Smith outside the arc, straight away to Barnard. Barnard fakes right, goes left, goes to Bonnie. Bonnie is jammed below the foul line, fouled while taking the jumper, and he gets two at the stripe. Hey, to get your car or truck running right and back on the road, take the road to 47 and 66 in Newport, the home of Myers Garage and Drive Through. Terrific reputation for vehicle service and repair. Myers is second to none, serving Dark, Miami, and Shelby counties. Myers has provided excellent workmanship on cars and trucks for 60 years. In Newport, at the crossroads of the Rushi, Houston, and Fort Loramie school districts, Myers Garage and Drive-Through, your first choice and the right choice since the 1960s to get your car or truck running right. Well, Fort Loramie gets a reprieve as Miami Valley misfires twice at the free throw line. Redskins have the ball up two. Posting low baseline right, Maurer feeds across the bottom of the key into the left corner to a teammate, stolen by Miami Valley, which is out of bounds. 2:08 left in the third. Fort Loramie possession again. A crucial final couple minutes, Chuck, of the third quarter as the Redskins try to widen the lead. It's a scant 2 points right now. Maurer catches the inbounds pass. Outside the lane on the right, ducks under, missed the shot short. Rebound Miami Valley. Long throw down the floor to Sky Brown, the 5'9 senior. Feeds right corner to teammate Thomas Cook. His triple is an air ball. Rebounded by Knopf of Fort Loramie. 1:48 to go, third quarter. Neither team shooting it well at all. Redskins come down the floor and, ooh, trying to stop on a spot outside the lane on the right is Maurer. He couldn't get it done. Dragged the pivot foot, turnover.
Well, one thing for Miami Valley, they are 3 of 10 from the free throw line, 0 for 4 here in the third
and
quarter.
Just horrific at the free throw stripe are the Rams. Here's a leaning foul line jump shot on the play by Bonnie. It is off to the right, and Fort Loramie picks off the board. Here's Heitkamp, left corner, Berger, that's the spot. Look out, short, no good. Fine rebound, low in the left. Oh, what a basket. Oh, what a basket. Put up and in on the play.
Eilerman, Carter. Woo. Eilerman.
Carter Eilerman got the board. What a rebound by Carter. A fall-away eight-footer. He went up at his apex, picked off the rebound, and falling backward, shot it in. After the Berger missed to give Fort Loramie a four-point bulge, 27-23. 1 minute to go here in the third. Setting and shooting the triple is Sky Brown. It's off the iron. Rebounded down by Fort Loramie's Maurer. He scoots down the floor all the way to the rack. He's short on the shot. The rebound is punched out of bounds by Miami Valley.
Yeah, he was looking for somebody to come block at that time, and he didn't shoot it. He just kind of tried to guide it up there.
Four-point lead, Fort Loramie. Mark it down, Carter Eilerman. Wow. Big yes. Field goal with about a minute 15 to go in the third to give Fort Loramie a four-point lead at 27-23. Redskins inbound. Let's see if Fort Loramie is very patient and disciplined here. Ball fed, foul line to Burning. Burning on the arc to Maurer. He sizes up a three ball. Bullseye! He's got it! Fort Loramie up seven. Maxwell Maurer, train day trifecta. 30-23 Redskins, 23 seconds to go, third quarter. Here is Sky Brown, dips into the lane. He's at the foul line now. Throws back out on the arc to Bonnie, to Sky Brown, near side to Smith. Fort Loramie lets him shoot the three. Swish! Smith on the triple. 7 seconds to go in the third. Fort Loramie up by four. Here's Maxwell Maurer, fadeaway shot, foul line. It is off the rim. No good. Third quarter's in the books. Fort Loramie went up seven. Redskins lead by four.
after 24 minutes on ScoresBroadcast.com.
Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness Center at 101 East Pike in Jackson Center does it all, and very well, too. A full line of prescriptions and over-the-counters, medications packaged by day and time, plus local delivery to Jackson Center and nearby towns. Walk-in flu and virus vaccines from 2 to 5 p.m. weekdays and from 10 to 12:30 on Saturday. Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness now features Jackson Center Tigers wearing apparel so you can feel well and look sharp. 937-596-8100. Open weekdays 10 to 6 and 10 to 1 Saturdays. In-store shopping and curbside pickup. Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness Center in Jackson Center. Doing everything well to keep you well.
One of the most highly respected businesses in Shelby County is Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home on South Ohio in Sydney.
We have been serving Sydney and the surrounding communities for 155 years. We offer traditional and cremation funeral services and complete funeral prearrangements to meet the needs of all families.
Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home, a continuing tradition since 1866. Online at saul-mcgillandtangemanfh.com.
Yep, here we go. We start the fourth quarter on ScoresBroadcast.com. Fort Loramie's got a four-point lead, but the Redskins' initial possession results in a very poor cross-court pass that goes into the Fort Loramie bench. Miami Valley School trailing by four, having netted the last bucket of the third quarter of three. Has the ball, far left side, it's Sky Brown. Sky Brown dances through the lane, and he peers at the basket. Nobody checks him, and he hits a 10-footer.
We talked to his dad before the game, really nice guy, and we got to go Sky on that one, we promised him.
Too easy. They let him penetrate. He got below the foul stripe and pitched in a short shot. Nobody covered him up. In Fort Loramie, nearly tied up in the corner of the floor at the offensive end, has got to take a timeout. Redskins' seven-point lead has shriveled to two early on fourth quarter on ScoresBroadcast.com.
Locally owned and operated, Osgood Bank has been a part of Ohio for over 100 years with four convenient locations in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, and Indian Lake, plus the latest up-to-date technology. We support our customers near and far. Osgood Bank is committed to providing the people and businesses with the best services a community bank has to offer. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. OsgoodBank.com.
You'll be all smiles when you see super deals on new and pre-owned vehicles at Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie with special customer pricing. When Gus Geyer established Geyer's in 1922, he greeted everyone with a smile and great customer service. He's still smiling today because three generations of Geyer's have done business the same way since. See the new Chrysler's, Dodge's, Jeeps, and Rams at Geyer's in Fort Loramie and see them online at GAIERS.com.
Redskins basketball after the timeout. A well-called play. Ball lobbed into Berger behind the foul line, and then he hits a cutter strolling down the right side of the lane. It's Gasson who caught it and laid it in. Nice play by 34 Gasson. Neatly devised by head coach Mitch Westerheide during the timeout. And then Miami Valley returns the favor and is guilty of an offensive foul.
Yeah, Barner didn't think so, but they see it every time. If you just even move that hip just a little bit, it's going to be called.
Last field goal by Fort Loramie. Great look. Berger beyond the foul stripe, 18 feet away. Dumped it down to Gasson, who peeled off a screen. Got the easy four-footer to bank in, and Fort Loramie's up four with the ball now after the offensive foul. Maurer sets up inside the arc on the right. Oh, nobody checked him, and he hit a jump shot from 18 feet. Maxwell Maurer flips one in to give Fort Loramie a six-point spread. Top of the circle, Bonnie lets one fly for Miami Valley. Not the shot the Rams wanted. It's way short. Fort Loramie with the board. Taken down by Gaston, up the floor to Maurer. High left to Berger. Big possession here. Six-point lead, Fort Loramie. Miami Valley School led very briefly by a point midway third quarter.
Maurer dribble drive through the lane. He's got to get rid of it. Goes right corner to Berger. Berger's got an avenue to the rim. He's crowded below the basket. Lot of body contact and a foul, I believe, in the act of shooting.
Yeah, I'll tell you, he threw a pass, so I'm not sure how they call that a shooting foul, but Lormie will take it.
5:57 to go here in the fourth. Fort Loramie 34, Miami Valley 28. Two shots for Berger at the stripe for the Redskins, and it's no good. Substitution Aragon had been on the floor for Miami Valley, the 6'7 post player. He checks out as the Rams go small. Just under six to play in the fourth. Second free throw by Berger. Swish. There's that seven-point advantage again. Second time Fort Loramie's been up seven. 35-28, 5:50 left to go, fourth period. Here's Sky Brown with the basketball outside the arc on the right. Gives it up between the rings to Bonnie. Right corner Smith, it goes below the basket. Fires opposite to Bonnie.
Nope.
Bonnie leaves it behind him for Smith. Smith hoists up a three way off the mark, and Fort Loramie's got the easy board. Up the seven are the Redskins with 5:20 left in the game. Maxwell Maurer fakes right, goes left. Gives it up straight away to Berger. Long set shot. It is in and out, no good. Oh, rebound, Eilerman. Good! Miami Valley fought for the ball. Two players lost it. Eilerman cleaned up, got the deuce. Redskins up nine. Biggest advantage of this game. 37-28, Fort Loramie. 5:04 to go in the fourth on scoresbroadcast.com.
With great support from Locale Equipment in Jackson Center, scoresbroadcast.com launched in 2006. Locale manufactures quality replacement parts for highway maintenance equipment around the world. It started back in 1947 in L.A., California, thus the name Locale, and moved to Jackson Center in 1982. Locale proudly promotes high school scholarship programs and during game broadcasts recognizes athletes who excel in the classroom. ScoresBroadcast.com was conceived 15 years ago thanks to Locale Equipment in Jackson Center.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com.
Redskins lead to 9, 5:04 to go here in the fourth. Cutaway Styling Salon in Fort Loramie, 15 Elm Street. The family salon for mom, dad, all the kids, and the adult children. We'll style, you'll smile. Beautiful hair with beautiful care at Cutaway Styling Salon in Fort Loramie. Owner and stylist Deb Gubo. Stylist Renee Mesher, Chris Siegel, Kathy Wilson. Yep, 40 years styling at Cutaway. Our experience, your style, we will help you create it. Walk into Cutaway, come out styling at Cutaway Styling Salon, 15 Elm Street in Fort Loramie, open Monday through Saturday. Miami Valley School dribbling around, passing for 30 seconds. Fort Loramie prevents a shot from being taken. Redskins spiked the ball out of bounds, but now it's inbounded below the rim. Loose ball, and a white shirt touches it last. Fort Loramie possession.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, Heitkamp not scoring a lot of points, but that kid is playing some defense.
He is extremely tenacious. 4:24 to go here in the fourth. Redskins up nine. Biggest spread, 37-28. Between the circles, it is Gasson. Gasson swings the body, throws an elbow, offensive foul. Good decision to the referee. Halfway through the fourth, Fort Loramie is ahead by nine.
Yeah, and Coach Westerheide doing some great coaching, telling him he had his elbows up. If he brings them down and turns, we're not going to make that call.
If that contact with the face will result in a foul offensively every single time. Here is Miami Valley, top of the circle. It is Sky Brown to Smith. Straight away, it's passed to Bonnie. to Sky Brown on the arc to the left-hand jump shooter. Cook, a long three, hit the rim, no good. Fort Laramie shoved on the board attempt. Well, I tell you what, that move right there was probably more of an intentional foul than the one we saw last night at Minster, which was one of the worst calls I've seen in my life. Chuck, I'm scratching my head why Jacob Barnard is not figuring into the offense more for Miami Valley. It's Bonnie, which takes a 15-foot jump shot. It's off the heel. Rebound Fort Laramie. Stolen in backcourt. Taken away by Bonnie, who fakes right, goes left to the rack. No, it is off the backboard, the rim. Defensive foul called against Maxwell Maurer, who clearly was not set. 3:35 to go, fourth quarter. Redskins up 9.
Something else I'm not really sure I understand. I bet they've never had a rebound off of the free throw because they don't put anybody on the line. That makes no sense to me.
Here is Bonnie shooting 2. It is good. And it's 37-29, Fort Laramie up by 8, 3:35 to go, fourth quarter. Second free throw by Mateo Bonnie. It is in. He connects twice. Bonnie, spelled B-O-N-I, 6-foot senior, cuts the Fort Laramie edge to 7 points. Redskins get it up and over the timeline. It's Heitkamp. Oh, he muffed it. It's rolling away from him into backcourt. He touches over and back call.
Laramie's only got 2 timeouts left, so Coach Westerheide's got to make choices when these guys get in trouble that when to call those.
37-30, Fort Laramie head to 7. Here is Bonnie in backcourt. He rips his way down the floor below the foul line. Nearly walked. Fed it to Tyler Smith. He staggers toward the rim, goes airborne on the shot. He pulls it off to the left, and Fort Laramie's got the rebound. Ball thrown to midcourt to Gasson. Gasson zips up the right side. Throws to a teammate in the right corner who overshoots a quick 3. Rebound down to Miami Valley. That was a shot the Redskins didn't need.
Did not want that shot. Nobody back.
Here's Barnard in the lane. Fort Laramie player falls down. Berger hit the deck. Good no call. Barnard sinks the 8-foot fadeaway. 37-32. Fort Laramie up 5. 2:35 to go, fourth quarter. Frantic press applied by Miami Valley. Ball thrown to Heitkamp. Outside the arc on the left, it's Maurer for a triple drive.
Boom.
Swish, swish.
Wow.
Oh, what a shot. Maxwell Maurer, Mr. Clutch.
That was clutch.
40-32, Fort Laramie mark it down with 2:20 left. Maurer hits a 3. Redskins up 8. Outside the arc of the left, Barnard comes right back for Miami Valley. Hits it. A trifecta.
That was clutch, too.
40-35. Fort Laramie by 5. It's turned into a heck of a game. A minute 54 to go in the fourth quarter. 3 fouls on Fort Laramie, 2 on Miami Valley. Here's Maurer scooting down the right side of the lane. He tries to draw contact. Wild shot, no good. Redskins collected the rebound, though. And here's a timeout called by head coach Mitch Westerheide with a minute 40 to go. Fort Laramie up 5 on scoresbroadcast.com.
It's a good idea to get new tires to grip the road firmly before bad weather or bald tires get a grip on you and your driving. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Laramie always has big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and more. Within a few miles, M&A offers free pickup. Then we'll deliver your car to your door. Phone 937-295-3971 and talk to Geppy, Jeff Gephardt, at M&A Muffler and Tires, 300 North Main in Fort Laramie, the home of the tire sale you'll never get tired of. Steve and Ted and Anna are your neighbors, your friendly local HVAC, plumbing, and electrical experts. We service, sell, and install residential and commercial heating and cooling systems. Complete plumbing and electrical services, too. Steve Hooker and Ted Burning started Steve and Ted Services in 2002 and have been a household name ever since. Phone 419-628-2645. Steve and Ted's, your local Lennox dealer, with only the finest heating and cooling products. So get to know your neighbors, Steve Hooker and Ted Burning, at steveandtedservices.com.
And don't forget, here on scoresbroadcast.com, during Fort Laramie games, we always have these 3 sponsors
four Fort Loramie games only. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning, M&A Muffler and Tires, and Geyer's Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram in Fort Loramie. 90 seconds to go. Redskins inbound at midcourt. It goes to Maurer down the right side. His shot is off the side of the backboard. Defended well. Taken down the floor by Miami Valley. And sprinting into the lane, it's Bonnie. He hits a runner. Well done. Mateo Bonnie took it 60 feet, floated one in the paint, and it's 40-37. Fort Loramie's lead down to three. The Rams get a timeout on scoresbroadcast.com.
The gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Rinderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business. And they come from all over. It's great.
Jewelry and watch repair, too. Phone 937-526-5557. The Jewelry Barn at 575 East Main Street in Rushi.
Just a nice little shop.
It is a 9-3 run by the Rams, who have outscored Fort Loramie 9-3 here in the last minute plus. Redskins lead by three. 65 seconds to go in the game. Three team fouls in Fort Loramie, two in Miami Valley. Ball thrown to the post, down inside. It is caught by Berger, one-on-one against the defender. Redskins at four out, one in, and Berger drew the two-shot foul.
And I'll tell you what, Bonnie's lucky he didn't get a technical foul on that one. You can't usually show up an official that badly like he just did.
He nearly came away with a clean block. In fact, he might have. It was
exactly.
A 50-50 call. Ref was on top of it, sold it. It went as a foul. It was close. Berger sinks the first free throw. That was a big one. 4-point lead. 5-point lead. Berger's got a pair. 1 minute to go in the game. 42-37 Fort Loramie. Forecourt right at Smith for Miami Valley. Gives it up on top to Bonnie. Bonnie to Cook. Where is Barnard, the leading scorer? There he is. He's got the ball, foul line extended right. Ball dealt into the corner. On top to Cook for three, his left-hand shot. I can tell from here, it's way, way short. And what do we have? A shove in the corner of the floor.
Berger held the guy.
Against a Fort Loramie player.
And they had the ball. It's a shame because they had the rebound, but Berger just kind of grabbed his arm.
Miami Valley retains possession, 39.9 to go. Fort Loramie up five. Ball airmailed out back to Bonnie. Bonnie steps back, shoots the three. Air ball saved inbounds by Miami Valley. Fort Loramie gets a piece of it. Redskins try to save it. It's heaved in the air, across the floor. And Fort Loramie manages to catch up with it, throw it back onto the court of play. And Miami Valley gets the benefit of a loose ball and then a foul against Fort Loramie. And on the Redskins, that's the fifth of the period. And with 27.8 to go, Mateo Bonnie shoots two. Fort Loramie ahead by five. That was a frenetic 8 or 10 seconds, and the ball was just being crisscrossed across the floor. Nobody knew where it was going. They were trying to save the ball from going out of bounds.
They were, and you can't argue a kid at all doing that, but they would have been better off just letting it go out of bounds and throwing the thing live back across the floor.
And guess what? Bonnie missed the first free throw. He makes the second. The Rams have been very poor at the line. Fort Loramie's up four. In backcourt, the Redskins have it. 23 seconds to go. Up the floor to Gass, and he's belted in the half court. That's only the third foul in Miami Valley. No, it's number four, but it's not shooting. Fort Loramie can take it out of bounds and maybe shrink a few more seconds off the clock, leading before with 20.6 to go here in the fourth quarter. Right in front of Coach Westerheide. Gaston looks to inbounds, bounces into Berger at midcourt. He's checked tightly by Smith from the backside and fouled. Berger shoots two, 19.3 to go. 42-38 Fort Loramie. These are big
6-point advantage would be huge. Miami Valley would need 2 threes in the last 19 ticks to draw even. Free throw by Berger is spot on. He hits to make it 43-38. Second shot before Loramie's Berger. Alex, one dribble. Yepper, he's got a pair. Two of them, but Berger. 44-38 Redskins. Miami Valley in a hurry. 16 seconds to go. Barnard outside the arc to Smith. He's forced to shoot it. Banked it too hard. Rebound Bonnie. He tried to dribble back out to the arc. Fort Loramie stole it. Foul. Miami Valley. That'll do it. Big win, Fort Loramie.
How about those Redskins?
Seventh victory of the campaign against Miami Valley. First game of the tournament here today at Pickwisk Garbery Gym.
I hear the chant, break up the Redskins.
6.9 to go in the fourth, 44-38. Back to the stripe, Berger for Fort Loramie. Alex, the 6'2 senior, lets it fly, and it's perfect. 45-38, Fort Loramie in the lead. When we close out our first game, we will shortly thereafter go to our lead-up music, Van Halen instrumental, and then return in about 10 minutes with our pregame, a short one, before Jackson Center, Twin Valley South. Second shot by Berger, no good. Here's a 50-foot heave by Miami Valley as the game ends. Fort Loramie knocks off Miami Valley 45-38. By my recollection, Miami Valley had one lead. That was briefly for 15 seconds by a single point in the middle of the third quarter. Hey, don't search for that best morning breakfast anymore. It is right under your nose in the village of Rushi at 101 East Main Street at the Rushi Inn. Fresh eggs cooking, hot coffee percolating. Enjoy daily from 5:30 to 10. The Rushi Inn, the Inn thing for early breakfast away from home. Don't forget as well, from 11 to 1, the Rushi Inn offers lunch specials, pizza, wings, and more. The popular Inn thing for food out, the Rushi Inn, 101 East Main in Rushi. And so many thanks here on ScoresBroadcast.com. To Tom and Jerry's in Fort Loramie, if you need the right solution for true comfort, call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Mike Holdhouse and his superb techs are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Get rid of those cold spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel perfect the way you want it. Call Mike at 937-295-3243 or set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerry's.com. Chuck, a quick look at the scorebook. Our stars of this game, you may be reading my mind, Berger or Maurer or both.
On the other side, you got Barnard with 13 and Bonnie with 10. I'm going to give Barnard the nod. On the other side, absolutely. Maurer had 19 and Berger had 16. I said if they can get 25 to 30, they'll win a basketball game. They got 35 and they won by 7. Had a terrific game. They got 6 out of Eilerman, and I thought that Heitkamp, he was a key in this game. He didn't turn the ball over, played really good defense. He was terrific tonight.
He was scrappy.
He was.
Oh, he was really tenacious. Fine game by the Frosch. Heitkamp, Fort Loramie victorious over Miami Valley School in game one. Thanks to Clancy's, our star of the game sponsor, Clancy's Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves
Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
We will take a short break. Game two upcoming. Jackson Center, Twin Valley South, tip-off in about 20 minutes. We will be away from the microphones for at least 10 minutes. You will hear Van Halen lead-up music, the instrumental of Jump. We'll return shortly. I'm Jack Kramer for Chuck McBee, saying final score, game one, here this afternoon, Fort Loramie over Miami Valley, 45-38.
This Scores Broadcast.com high school sports presentation was brought to you by these many anchor sponsors. LaCow Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006. We would not be online today covering high school sports without the benefit of LaCow Equipment. Shelby Oaks Golf Club in Sydney. Rob and Nate Fridley are the ping custom fitting experts. Start swinging and hitting with a ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks. Wisebridge Wealth Management in Sydney. Begin your retirement, wealth, estate, and tax planning with Wisebridge. Your bridge to a secure future is Wisebridge Wealth Management. J&J Brodigham in Sydney. Your most popular underground plumbing specialist. Brodigham is fast, reliable, and affordable. Don't sweat it, just jet it with Brodigham. Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on Route 25A. Barker Insurance, one of the region's most highly regarded insurance agencies. And that's for sure. Goffney Furniture and Mattress in Sydney. High quality furniture priced right. We've got you covered. G-O-F-F-E-N-A. GoffneyFurniture.com. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. The weekday breakfast bar is back at many locations. Home of the great big boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Dickman. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution. Schnippel Construction in Botkins. Building excellence. I bet you didn't know. Schnippel builds Marriotts and Holiday Inns for the hospitality industry. Knox Machinery in Franklin. Serving Dayton, Cincinnati, and most of Ohio. The CNC Solution. New and used machines, parts, and service. Securecom in Minster. SECURCOM. Online at securecom.com. The pros in protection. And these 16-year Fort Loramie sponsors, M&A Muffler and Tires, Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, and Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, the Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports. Thank you for listening. We'll see you next time on ScoresBroadcast.com.